We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
And welcome optimistic viewers to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Anfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIEC Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian dental firm recycles instruments to help provide medical care for hundreds in Bangladesh. In sustainable energy news, New Zealand invests $271 million in a geothermal project. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates charity sponsors a school in Palestine. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 26, is the National Day of Madagascar, celebrating its independence gained in 1960. This island country is in southern Africa, east of Mozambique. The gorgeous rainforests of the Atsinanana display remarkable biodiversity and a large number of endemic species of plants and animals. Singi de Bemaraha Strict Nature Reserve has a variety of landscapes and is home to rare lemurs and birds. Both locations are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation World Heritage Sites. Famous Malagasy include Jean-Joseph Robavello, considered to be Madagascar's father of modern literature, and award-winning playwright and novelist Michel Rocatosone. May the gracious people of Madagascar have an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in news, West African nations hit by deadly torrential rains. On Thursday, June 24th, National Civil Protection officials reported that Abidjan, the largest city of Côte d'Ivoire, endured landslides and flooding caused by ongoing heavy rains, with 11 who sadly perished in an underprivileged area. Other residential sections also suffered considerable damage from the inundation. On the previous day, neighboring Liberia was similarly affected by unceasing downpours that flooded suburbs throughout the capital city, Monrovia, displacing hundreds of families, many with children, whose houses were rendered uninhabitable and all their belongings lost.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members go, if possible, to help the most desperately affected, saying that funds are available if necessary.
Our hearts go out to the gentle people of Côte d'Ivoire and Liberia as we send our sincere sympathies for those who lost loved ones. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's comfort extended to those in need. May such unfortunate consequences be eliminated as humanity joins in immediate efforts to restore planetary harmony through more compassionate ways of life.
China flood tolls continue to mount. According to the Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs, 199 people had succumbed since mid-June to the relentless rains and floods that swept through 10 southern provinces, with 123 who were still missing as of Tuesday, June 22nd.
The extreme weather has affected over 29 million people, with 2.37 million displaced after 195,000 homes collapsed and 568,000 were damaged in Zhejiang, Fujian, Jiangxi, Hubei, Hunan, Guangdong, Guangxi, Chongqing, Sichuan, and Guizhou provinces. Meanwhile, 1.6 million hectares of farmland have been inundated. Some 8,000 military and rescue personnel helped evacuate over 25,000 residents of Jiangxi province to safety, and some 68,000 locals were evacuated to relocation centers where they were provided with food, water, and warm blankets as well as medical care. The Ministry of Civil Affairs also sent an additional 5,000 tents and 20,000 cotton-padded quilts to Fujian Province, 3,000 tents to Guangdong, and 10,000 tents to Jiangxi as the National Meteorological Center forecast yet another round of heavy rains.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao visited the area on Thursday to assess the situation and authorize relief operations. Moreover, 4,000 soldiers and military personnel are carrying out relief operations in neighboring Fujian province, which is experiencing its worst floods in 100 years. In addition to landslides and mudflows that have claimed at least 76 lives, left 79 missing, displaced 500,000, and destroyed 44,000 homes. Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, for your steadfast endeavors to help the afflicted and ease the disastrous situation. With our sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for the smooth recovery of the Chinese people as we strive to restore our planetary stability through more caring, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
It is time to focus on decent work, not only in wealthy nations, but everywhere.
United Nations reports an easing of global poverty. According to the Millennium Development Goals Annual Assessment Report by the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, extreme poverty in developing nations has lessened with the most progress in China and Southern and Southeast Asia. The data indicates that the percentage of people living in conditions of extreme poverty has decreased from 46% in 1990 to 27% in 2005.
Despite the financial crisis, the food crisis, the fuel crisis, the world is still making progress on reducing poverty, albeit more slowly. The overall poverty rate is expected to fall to 15% by 2015. That means about 920 million people will be living below the international poverty line. That is half the number in 1990.
We are heartened by this news, Secretary General Ban, as we thank the United Nations and other governments, agencies, and individuals helping to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. May we join in such noble endeavors of assisting fellow brethren toward fulfilling opportunities and lives in our global community.
World Cup 2010 unites fans through the global love of excellence in sports. Leading up to the tournament's recent midway point in South Africa was an exciting 2 weeks of football matches viewed in a spirit of exuberance and camaraderie among spectators who have arrived from across the globe. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings us this update.
So we're here in Johannesburg, South Africa, where the World Cup is in full swing and things are really hotting up with a number of teams going through to the next round.
Among the winning teams that topped their respective groups and are now moving on to the round of 16 is five-time champion Brazil, along with other South American teams Chile, Paraguay, and Uruguay. Also advancing is the South American team Argentina, who, along with the Netherlands, have won all their matches thus far. Other teams heading to the next round are the United States, with a qualifying goal made in the 91st minute of a game, along with Ghana, Mexico, South Korea, Spain, Portugal, and UK's England, who is looking forward to playing Germany. Meanwhile, Japan earned a qualifying spot with a spectacular 3-1 win on Thursday, the same day that Slovakia won an exciting 3-2 game to also secure their advancement.
So congratulations to all of them. And I must say, the atmosphere here is just electric.
Enjoyed all the games, watched every single one of them.
And all the fans are praising South Africa for its hospitality and friendliness.
Paseando por el país de Sudáfrica, muy bueno, nos recibieron muy bien.
One thing is certain, spirits remain high. The fans are loving it here in South Africa.
I think people have more respect, and the way they've all come together, I think it's just more unity of all the different countries now.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Our heartfelt accolades and admiration all teams for giving your best through excellence in sportsmanship. May your dedication continue to inspire the voices of global brethren joined in unified cheers at this memorable international event.
Nike announces the halt of kangaroo leather. As soccer teams from around the world convene for the World Cup, sportswear company Nike has confirmed it will discontinue the use of skins from kangaroos for shoes. This move could help save the lives of millions of adult kangaroos who currently perish in Australia each year for their meat and skin, with an estimated 440,000 babies who lose their parents as a result. Leading animal welfare groups such as Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, and the Australian Wildlife Protection Council are currently working to ban the sale of all kangaroo products in the European Union. Kudos, Nike, for your caring decision, as we applaud VIVA, the Australian Wildlife Protection Council, and all organizations and individuals for their dedication to our animal friends. Blessed be such compassionate efforts in bringing a kinder, more humane world for us all.
Save our planet. Short-lived greenhouse gases heating the planet. As government climate efforts continue to focus on reducing carbon dioxide as a major greenhouse gas, a growing number of scientists and leaders have begun calling attention to other climate-forcing agents whose warming effects are many times shorter-lived than CO2. Along with methane, a potent greenhouse gas primarily generated by the livestock industry whose effects can dissipate in as few as 10 years, other agents have similarly have intense warming influences that could quickly be halted. Dr. Andreas Stahl from the Norwegian Institute for Air Research explains.
These short-lived climate forces are anything that has a shorter lifetime than, say, 10, 15 years, starting at methane, which has a lifetime of about 10 years, which means that if you reduce the emissions of these substances, then the concentrations in the atmosphere would almost immediately go down, and that means that climate impacts would also be reduced almost immediately, which we don't get for the CO2.
One of the aerosols that acts as a short-lived climate forcer is black carbon, or soot. Soot is released through the incomplete combustion of burning substances such as biofuels, fields, or forests. The black airborne particles absorb solar radiation both while in the atmosphere and after being deposited on snow or ice, resulting in regional warming.
It darkens the snow surface, and then the snow starts absorbing more solar radiation, and that means that the snow is probably melting away quicker in the spring. And if it's a glacier, then it could also cause additional melting.
We thank Dr. Stahl and all scientists and governments for your consideration of this significant warming source. Let us join in acting now to address such short-lived agents as black carbon and methane to bring swift and necessary planetary cooling.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently urged for the most effective actions in halting climate change, as during an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal.
The powerful methane is actually a greater cause of the warming than previously estimated. The good news is that methane dissipates from the atmosphere in approximately 12 years, whereas it takes carbon dioxide thousands of years to disappear. So, if we want to make a rapid, effective difference now, we must stop the methane generation at its largest original source, that is the livestock industry. The livestock sector, the top driving force behind rainforest destruction. Forest burning for making pasture is also a major source of black carbon, which are soot particles capable of trapping 2,000 times more heat than CO2. The super hot particles end up on the world's ice caps and accelerate their melting. I pray that our world's leaders will take swift actions to ban the destructive meat production and instead use subsidies for organic vegan farming, which helps absorb emissions. Then we can have an immediate effect on climate change and have more time to develop and perfect our green technology to address CO2.
Save Our Planet, whaling ban maintained at IWC meeting. The annual five-day summit of the International Whaling Commission, or IWC, held in Agadir, Morocco this past week, brought together 88 members with a priority discussion of whether to uphold a long-time moratorium that forbids commercial whaling.
Many members present expressed concern that a proposal to lift the ban did not adequately protect the marine mammals. Lead German delegation member Gert Lindemann said, "The document is not acceptable to us as such. Whaling must be reduced more than being planned, and commercial hunting has to end entirely." Similarly, a statement from the United States read, "First and foremost, the U.S. continues to support the commercial whaling moratorium. We strongly oppose lethal scientific whaling. It is unnecessary for modern whale conservation and management. Other nations such as Australia, France, Germany, Britain, and many Latin American countries joined in support of maintaining the ban, as did citizens, scientists, and other leaders worldwide."
A big bravo and our grateful thanks, international community, for your clear vote to help protect our intelligent and threatened whale species. May we all continue such conservation efforts so that these loving marine mammals can flourish once again in their deep blue ocean homes.
Save Our Planet. With 99% of dams in the northern Indian state of Rajasthan having dried up due to insufficient rainfall over the past few years, the situation in the state capital, Jaipur, is expected to worsen, with forecasts of Basalpur Dam soon running dry.
Save Our Planet. U.S. inventors Mike Strisky, Brad Carlson, and David Squires develop Hydra, a solar-powered water purification system that removes viruses and bacteria and can produce 20,000 gallons of filtered water per day to benefit people in need.
Save our planet. The Bangladeshi government distributes compact fluorescent light bulbs to help conserve electricity with an anticipated savings of up to 500 megawatts of power a day.
Hello, I'm Molly the Moose, and I'm very happy about being vegan. Today, I have a tip on painting bare wood, drywall, or concrete. If possible, always start with a primer. Its job is to create a watertight seal and a surface the paint will bond to. This will increase the durability and help protect the material being coated. Many thanks for being veg. Going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, an Australian dental supply company helps those in need by recycling tools. Troll Dental in Alstonville, New South Wales, is supporting the LM Instruments Eco Act campaign, which encourages dentists to donate instruments that are no longer being used. Some of the equipment is offered to dental programs in countries such as Laos, Vanuatu, India, Nepal, Cocos Islands, and Timor-Leste. Tools that are not suitable to be sent overseas can also be acquired by Australians from Troll Dental. Some of the things they can be used for are jewellery making, pottery and sculpture. The funds earned from these sales are given to Operation Cleft, an organisation providing cleft palate operations for hundreds in Bangladesh. Our hats off, Troll Dental, for your thoughtful projects. May your kindness assist many precious individuals to receive life-enhancing care.
In sustainable energy news, New Zealand will begin construction of a second geothermal energy station. The $271 million US dollar project, Ngā Tamariki, will be located near Taupō on the North Island of the nation. The new 110 megawatt facility, to be built by the Mighty River Power Company, will begin operations in 2013. It is a joint project with Tauhara North No. 2 Trust, an organisation representing the land rights of Indigenous people. When completed, it should supply enough power for 500,000 households. Our earnest appreciation, New Zealand Mighty River Power and Tauhara North No. 2 Trust, for your dedication to sustainable energy sources. With green endeavours like this, combined with a low emissions vegan diet, surely a bright future awaits our treasured earth and all her inhabitants. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a United Arab Emirates charity adopts a school in Gaza. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned for more gladdening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refreshing news for a revitalizing world. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirate charity is honoured for adopting a Palestinian school. A ceremony held in Gaza was attended by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWAs, Commissioner General Mr. Filippo Grandi. It was an occasion to recognize the Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation of Abu Dhabi's support of a school in Bed Zahia. The foundation will fund the cost of repairs and the operation for 1 year of the now named Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan School, which more than 2,500 children attend. The foundation is the first sponsor of UNRWA's Adopt a School program, which has the goal of providing Palestinian children with a good education. Our sincere gratitude, the Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation, for your generosity. Our thankfulness also, Commissioner General Filippo Grandi and the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East, for initiating this fine program. May Allah grace the bright youth of Palestine with the best of opportunities on our long-lasting planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Mandarin entitled, Let Me On.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Japanese vegetarian cooking recipe on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Mmm, delicious! I love this food. Thank you so much for sharing. Alexandra from Norway.
Great! Arigato, which means thank you in Japanese. Japan is a special country with special food. Veg Bobby from Canada.
Delightful viewers, many thanks for your sweet comments. Beautiful Japan has an ancient heritage, rich with healthful and delicious vegan fare. Enjoy with all heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a five-day U.S. visit, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev meets with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to discuss cooperative ventures and technology as he tours companies in the high-tech region known as Silicon Valley.
The Indonesian Foreign Ministry announces an agreement with Malaysia to resume diplomatic negotiations regarding the border demarcation of a 15,000 square kilometer territory located off the coast of Indonesia's East Kalimantan province.
Austrian archaeologists discover an Egyptian town beneath the ground near northeastern Tel El Daba, which is believed to be Avaris, the capital of Hyksos rulers, dating back 3,500 years.
12 detainees have been freed at the direction of His Highness Sheikh Saud bin Sakhar Al Qasimi, Crown Prince and Deputy Ruler of Ras Al Khaimah in the United Arab Emirates, who also ordered the pardoning of their debts.
The Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, sends tents, water purifiers, water tanks, and electric generators to assist residents in recovering from devastating rains that impacted Yangon and other parts of Myanmar, also known as Burma.
For the first time in the nation, inmates in Kenya are being allowed to vote and will be placing their ballots for an August constitutional referendum.
An Egyptian organization donates 10 tons of relief aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, including medications and medical equipment, which are delivered by the Egyptian Red Crescent.
A team of researchers at Leicester University in the United Kingdom are working to develop a chip that can read and transmit patients' thoughts wirelessly to prosthetic limbs, thus facilitating movement.
Israeli doctors and scientists have discovered chemical markers in blood cells that they say could lead to a way to test for multiple sclerosis up to 9 years before symptoms develop.
During a U.S. celebrity telethon aired by national television network CNN and hosted by award-winning broadcaster Larry King, callers donate more than $1.8 million to help both humans and animals following the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.